Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Pel Yoitz in the topic of Derech Eretz and Shem number 286. It's very appropriate to always learn this topic of Derech Eretz, even more so, Rosh Chodesh Elul, a month before Rosh Hashanah, when everybody wants to fine-tune themselves, and especially in regards to Derech Eretz, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. Here the Pel Yoitz tells us we have to be socially astute. Be very careful. Sometimes our eyes are just wandering around looking at people, not even realizing that when we're looking a certain direction, a certain place, it might cause damage, might cause harm, might cause embarrassment. A person should not burden someone else by misusing his ability to see. For example, if someone wants to do something privately, going mitzvah, itztokov, chadayma. So Reuven wants to do something privately. And it happens to be, you notice it. You notice what Reuven's doing. He's giving staka, he's doing a mitzvah, whatever the situation might be. You, the onlooker, should try to make sure you turn away. This is what he means here by being socially astute. Reuven doesn't want anyone to see. Reuven wants to do a bitzina. You want to do a b'seiser. So therefore, also, turn away. Gam ato haster atzmecha. Hide yourself. Shlo yitztar b'yoscha. So you shouldn't cause any pain to this individual that he sees you watching him. He's trying to do something privately. So don't look at him. And if he sees you, quickly turn away, as if you didn't see him. And what you saw, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. We don't have to see everything we saw. And behave and pretend as if you have no idea what happened. You don't know what went on. So this is also a very important point. Sometimes people buy clothing, they get a new car, whatever the situation might be, that they're buying something new because they need it. And when other people comment, oh, I see you bought a new car. Now, it doesn't have to be it's a fancy car that person bought. It's a new car. The individual himself might be strapped financially, it might be very difficult that he had to buy this car. His other car was in the shop so many times he became friends with the tow truck people. And to comment and to comment loudly and to publicize it, it can make this individual feel very uncomfortable. So that's exactly what he's referring to be socially astute. Okay, someone bought a nice car. So if he's giving you a ride, you tell him, oh, a nice car. Don't have to scream across the room, oh, I see you bought a new car. Now, there's always a time for a compliment. If it's appropriate, we have to be, once again, we have to don the situation. You want to compliment the person on something he's wearing, give him a compliment. But we have to be careful also not to be too loud. You don't want to make the person feel uncomfortable. Sometimes the person does want the compliment, but sometimes he doesn't have so much money. And he had to buy himself something. And when people make a big deal about it, it makes him feel uncomfortable. So we have to be very sensitive to the situation. The Pel Yoitz brings a famous Gemara. Gemara in Ksubas Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Beis Hillel Oimrim. What do you say by a chasna kala no v'chasudo? Beis Hillel says that you say by a chasna, which you have to know halacha l'maisa, really what to say and what not to say, but that the kala of chasuda, the kala is beautiful and she's a charming bride. Mikan lo madnu, says the Pel Yoitz, what's the message we have to take out from here? Shlo leganois mikhoi shel chaver shegevar konoi elu yishabchenu befonov. If a person, the lesson Beis Hillel is teaching us is as follows. When a person buys something, he already bought the item, praise the person what he bought. Oh, that's a very good car. Praise the person. V'kol shekinim hu chifetz Even more so if it's a gift that someone else purchased for Reuven, give a praise. What we do sometimes, not even realizing it, as you tell the person, oh, you just bought a new air conditioner. Oh, you spent $300. Oh, you could have got it for $215. It was a sale. You missed. I feel bad. You missed the sale. So why tell that to the person? If he missed the sale, why tell him he could have saved $75? Or whatever the example might be. We do this not even realizing sometimes that we just made the person feel that he lost out on saving money. And the person, Reuven, who received this gift from Shimon, and you tell Shimon that's not such a nice item, now what did you accomplish? You made Shimon upset at you. Says the Pelayoyitz, Shim ato meganeya b'fonov, and if you say that this item is not such a good item, or if you say I bought it for a cheaper price, I got a steal of a deal, all we accomplish is we bring pain, tsar to this individual, the one who bought the gift, or the one who received the gift. And these things happen. We don't even realize it sometimes. And the person who's saying it is not a bad person, but we have to be more careful. That's why we're learning this chashuv of Sefer Pelayoyitz, to bring it to our attention, to be more careful with what we see is not always what we have to say.